This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with
you. And Mark.
As we're kicking off Hour 3 of the Tuesday edition, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Updates are there. You get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on it at updates.freetalklive.com. That will get you on the list, and it's free. Updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the email box, Mark. We started an email last hour that we didn't have a chance to finish, and, in fact, I think we just barely got into it here.
We really just scratched the surface of it.
The issue is, or I guess his the title of the email is what?
Why anarcho-capitalism is the death of liberty.
Okay, so he pointed out that he believes that there's a chance that there's a private company that could possibly become so popular that it could crush all of its competition and take over the country.
And he's using as an example that the United States military could, in fact, just roll right over what we have in place now as a government. It's the biggest, most powerful organization in the world, and they could do that. To understand why this could not happen, we must also understand some principles of power. Firstly, it's inconceivable that a majority of U.S. soldiers would even think of overthrowing the government, simply because they are not conditioned. They are conditioned from basic training to utterly worship it.
Sure.
But suppose this were not the case. Let's suppose that a full 90% of all servicemen and women secretly hope of staging a coup against the government. Let's also suppose that a handful of high-ranking officers convened together and agreed to begin organizing this military revolt.
Okay.
Now, supposing all these things, why would it still be nearly impossible for this coup d'etat to be organized successfully? First, how are these power-hungry officers going to go about discovering that so many of their fellow soldiers are of the same mindset as themselves? Are they simply going to approach them individually and ask them, hey man, a couple of us are thinking about overthrowing the government, you in?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The fear of being promptly arrested, tried, and executed for high treason would make organizing the coup, even under the above circumstances, nigh impossible.
Okay.
Let's then assume that they are so bold to approach members of the military and ask them for their support in this coup. Let's suppose you're a soldier who does, in fact, wish to overthrow the government, and you're approached by two generals asking for your support in such an endeavor. Would you feel safe in saying that you would support a military coup if one were to be staged? Would you more likely be wondering how the brass managed to find out about your secret disloyalty mm-hmm. and assure these generals of your allegiance to the legitimate government now in power?
Okay. No, I'm agreeing. I agree. It's very unlikely that something like this would happen.
Yep. The soldiers' fear for the government isolates them from one another and prevents them from successfully organizing together, even if the majority of them did, in fact, wish to stage a military coup.
Okay.
This principle is what allows dictators to remain in power for so long. Although there is the risk of the civilian population rising up against them, these dictators need not concern themselves.
So he's made a successful argument for why the military won't overthrow the government itself.
Now he's making an argument as to why citizenry won't overthrow governments. Fear and the resulting isolation allows few to successfully control the many. Take Saddam Hussein, for example. Do you think the average Iraqi soldier harbored any loyalty towards Saddam? He may have a few high-ranking officers in his camp, but the average soldier was a conscript that most likely loathed Saddam and his regime. Yet, because of the principles mentioned above, the majority would have never successfully organized itself to crush the oppressive minority.
Mm-hmm.
In an ideal anarcho-capitalist world, no such principle exists, at least not where preventing an internal takeover is concerned. Let's imagine that I am the owner of my own private defense agency in an ideal free market society.
Okay.
I have proved an adroit businessman, and many in my company represents a majority of the defense agency, with hundreds of thousands of employees and millions of paying clients.
Very successful.
As the owner of a successful business, I wield much power. But I decide that I could have more. I convene with my top executives, and we agree to radically alter the nature of our organization. I need not convince all my employees to agree to this change. I merely need to convince a minority of the principle described in the above paragraphs to keep the rest in line. I declare to my employees that a large number of their comrades have pledged unquestioning allegiance to the new directive of my company, and that they can do likewise and be rewarded with power and privilege, or they can refuse and be killed.
Okay.
I would then proceed to wage war against all the other organizations with significant military force. After defeating them, executing their leaders, and demanding that the rest of the employees...
Presuming you'll defeat them.
Well, Yes, he is. He said he said he was the largest one, and there will
be. He's presuming loyalty, and he's presuming that he will win.
But he explains why loyalty makes more sense in a company than it does in the military.
Uh huh. But at the same time, there's still the factor of Americans not wanting to kill their friends and family members. I mean, there's that factor exists in the military, and it would exist outside of the military as well.
Why couldn't a company create nationalism, chauvinism, I guess. About that company. And it's not like you'd be killing your friends and family. These would be defense agencies, and all likelihood one of them would be a national, based in Albuquerque. Another one would be in Mississauga. You know, they'd be all over the nation, so they wouldn't necessarily be killing their quote-unquote countrymen, because there wouldn't be a country.
Yeah.
You're doing away with that.
That's true.
They'd be killing, it'd be the Lowe's employees against the Home Depot employees.
So how long would it take before they ran out of money?
He's the largest, most powerful organization, and they would probably put enough money aside for that.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you're not looking at voluntarism. You're looking at ruling the country, and you can place taxes on people.
Yeah.
So all he has to do is have enough power to take over the other defense agencies. He doesn't have to take over America.
Okay. So he's presuming that he could assume that amount of power, but competition, I think, would be a little bit of a bitch for him.
Is it a bitch for Walmart?
Well, Walmart actually, since they're such a big organization, they have the ability to tie in with the government and use eminent domain to take people's land for them. But I'm
so
sure
so does Target and so does Costco. Who do you think would win in a war?
I don't know.
I think Walmart would.
Target would team up with Costco.
They might very well, but if Walmart had the advantage and just jumped on and eliminated either Target or Costco ahead of time, then what happens?
Well, then somebody might eliminate Walmart. I mean, you have to remember, Mark, that this does not exist in a vacuum. What he's saying, he's making a bunch of predictions about something that would happen in the future, and he has no idea what the other consequences of these actions would be. If these executives in this company took this initiative and had this money set aside and decided to all of a sudden jump into action. They've had this plan. They've been plotting it for a long time. They've managed to keep it secret. Remember, this is the biggest insurance company in the country. I mean, what was the country? The biggest insurance company was formerly known as America. That's a lot of people to keep quiet about the impending takeover. So presuming they were able to actually keep everybody quiet about the impending takeover, once the day arrived, all of the other insurance agencies that were supposed to be protecting people that weren't insured by this one company would jump into action and defend their clients, and therefore the heads of those insurance companies would be targeted. And if they want a war, they're going to have a war on their hands, and they might die personally because of it. I don't know if they want to take that risk, Mark. I mean, is ruling America worth your personal death? Because you don't get to rule if you're dead. And I think that's the fact he's leaving out.
I don't think. Do you think that George Bush sleeps securely at night, not thinking that perhaps Saddam Hussein, a loyalist to Saddam Hussein, wants to put a bullet in his head? I'm sure he does. But he's confident that he's protected.
Okay.
I definitely believe that if you create a void. Let's finish this before we go on with our.
I understand what you believe, and I believe
and you believe
that,
otherwise.
I believe that money talks, and if you offer the top guys around these protectorates, the top, if you offer their henchmen enough money, one of them's going to crack and take the guy out.
Maybe he will. Maybe they won't. Maybe they see the opportunity to rule the country as an opportunity larger
ludicrous.
Than...
Ludicrous, because the money's going to dry up eventually. And he doesn't address that. Go ahead.
I would proceed to wage war against all other organizations with significant military force. After defeating them, executing their leaders, and demanding that the rest of the employees join me or die, soon my company is unquestionably the group with the most guns. I would be able to establish my own despotic government with which to rule over the citizens in the libertarian paradise. I need not even own a defense agency to achieve this. I would simply be a man who traveled from town to town, appealing to the poor and desperate until I had rallied significant numbers to grab for power. You see, Without a central authority wielding overwhelming force to crush such upstarts, there will always be those who attempt to fill the power void engendered under the anarcho-capitalist form of libertarianism. They need not
absolutely
succeed
ludicrous
in their
because there's
to
not
going to
be a power void.
Society.
There's not going to be a power void. The power will be distributed equally amongst the marketplace based on consumer demand. And he's also leaving out the fact that individuals will be armed as well, so he'll have to defeat all them too. More's on the way. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Your car's been Old Faithful for 60,000 miles, but now it's starting to run hotter, especially in slow traffic. Before it erupts, I may have a cure. And when we come back, I'll tell you.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
If Old Faithful's too hot because rust and corrosion have formed in its radiator, here's a cure. Pour 3 ounces granulated spick and span into your radiator and drive 2 weeks. Then drain the dirty, toxic fluid from your radiator and take it to your repair shop for disposal. Refill the radiator with plain water and drive an hour to dissolve leftover impurities. Continue this process until only clean water's drained. Then, fill your radiator with a 50-50 mix of water and coolant. Now, you can erupt with happiness at avoiding costly repairs caused by overheating. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We're talking about this email that was sent to you, Mark, about the so-called death of liberty being anarcho-capitalism or the free market, where individuals would be free to choose from a protection agency, perhaps, or maybe choose none at all, where individuals wouldn't have the monopolistic service of government as the only protection of the mandatory protection option. And he's painting this very frightening, very scary picture, this idea that one insurance company would get to be so large, so influential, have so many customers that it could easily just flip a switch one day and wage war against the American population itself, because that's what they would have to do in order to take over the country. Not only would they have to defeat all of the other competing protection agencies that would be out there, and there would be a variety of them, as you pointed out, there'd be nationwide ones, there'd be local ones as well. They would have to take, they would have to defeat all of them, and they'd have to defeat all of the individuals who didn't want to give up the nice freedoms that they'd had until that last week when they decided to take over the entire country. And what you're talking about,
right,
Mark,
exactly.
Is a group of people.
No,
exactly, you wait a
like
second.
All the coup d'etats that have occurred in the last 100 years, right? Because they had to go out and kill every man, woman, child in the frickin' country in order to take over, didn't they?
I didn't say they had to kill every man, woman, and child. I said they'd have to kill those who wanted to fight against them, those who wanted to fight to defend the freedoms that they once had, because what you're talking about is a society. A free market society would arguably be the wealthiest of all societies in the entire world. I mean, we're talking about people living in opulence. People, if you think the poor in America have it good today, if it was a free market society, the poor would have it probably even better. The majority of the country would be living in just such a level of wealth we can't even fathom it. You're saying that these power-mongering people who want to rule America
you act
would
like that
throw it
happen.
All down.
We have politicians now.
Stop it, okay? Let me finish what I'm saying. I understand the politicians now. They have a power structure in place that they want to take advantage of so they can reward their friends and punish their enemies. What you're talking about is men who already are wealthy, men who have already achieved super levels of wealth because, as you pointed out, this company would have to be the number one company. It'd have to have lots of clients. It'd have to be bankrolling millions, if not billions, of dollars. So the guys at the top would already be just filthy rich. I mean, they would really just have to want to kill people and destroy in order to change their the paradigm that they live in from living in wealth and opulence as the head of the most popular insurance company in America to the ruler of America, to one who's become, instead of being responsible for creating such wealth and such goodness, they would change all of a sudden into someone who is responsible for creating destruction, hatred, and death. I mean, the likelihood of that happening is very, very slim. But even if they did, their lives would be on the line as well. And I think that's one part that, he's leaving out. And he leaves out a lot of factors.
I don't think he does. I think that's understood that when you're performing a coup d'etat, that your life's in danger.
You're going to take over an America that's going to be a sham. It's going to be in shambles. It's going to be a shell of what it was before the fighting started.
Do you think Kim Jong-il cares that he has one of the poorest countries around? He doesn't care.
No.
As long as he's in charge.
He enjoys his wealth, and he has that he's sucked off from the rest of the population. Kim Jong-il is not a factor here. What you're talking about is men who would be shifting from a free market society into a dictatorship. Why would someone want to do that after they've created so much for themselves?
Our politicians have that opportunity every single day.
Have what opportunity?
To throw off the chains of this dictatorship that we are moving towards and move towards a free market society.
But why should they? They're in charge. And they have the power.
I'm just telling you.
And they don't want to give it up. They can reward it. Using today's politicians as a comparison is not, it's not a fair comparison.
There you go. He's made the points. Those are them. I think it is fair.
How is it fair to compare a free market society and people who've created wealth for themselves by satisfying customers with politicians who do nothing of the sort?
People always
are not the
want
same
power.
Animals.
People always want power. They want to control other people's actions. All you have to do is watch normal human interactions. You will see that all people want to do is control other people.
Really? Is that why people go out and do business and help other people? Because they realize
make money and be in control of their lives.
Of their own lives. It's okay to have power over your own life.
But
what's wrong with that?
Having power over your own life, to some extent or another, means having power over other people's lives. Whether it's the withdrawing of your company from them, which you can do, from your family and friends if they don't treat you well. And that's usually what people use as a lever inside of their relationships, is withdrawing their own participation in the relationship, but some people use money.
I understand. There are absolutely people. For instance, I own the house that we're living in Keene, New Hampshire, and you're renting a room from the house, and so technically I have power over you, but then again, we also have an agreement. Though I do have power, I could bring in some toughs and throw you out of the house, change the locks, and make you really angry, and then, of course, I would have violated my agreement. And as
if you didn't give me my money back, then I would be angry. I'd just go to a hotel.
Well, you should be angry because I didn't give you enough notice according to the contract that we have. And then you'd have a grievance, and you could easily sully my name as a result of that. And as a result, I might lose a little bit of my power for enforcing that over you. I just don't think it's fair to compare people who've created wealth and created happiness for so many people with the people who are politicians today. It's just not, it's apples and oranges, Mark.
I disagree.
1-800-259-9231. How is it that you can disagree with that? These are people who are helping others versus people who do nothing but harm others. Apples and oranges.
And not to mention what set of circumstances, what things are going to happen that are going to get us to this libertopia, that this anarcho-capitalist utopia.
It'd have to be a severe paradigm shift for a lot of people in America, so we've got a ways to go. Let's talk to Alexander in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Before I go into what I was going to talk about, I think Murray Rothbard is a very good author of this subject of anarcho-capitalism or free market defense agency. So anyone who's interested should definitely look up Murray Rothbard.
While you're on that subject, I mean, do you have anything to say to this doomsday scenario of the insurance company taking over America?
Well, I think there's a lot of assumptions behind it, and I think the most important scenario to put out there is that under a free market society, there will be hard money. So an important way to understanding of how governments actually deal with war is they usually fund it by inflating the money supply in some way. The kings of yesteryear did it, and the government now does it too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a way where defense agencies in free market, free market scenario couldn't really raise that much money that's needed for war. And I think that war is a very costly thing, so there are many financial barriers companies have and free market individuals have to engaging in war, while there's no such barriers when it comes to government.
Right. They would be destroying their wealth instead of continuously creating more of it. This is the number one insurance company in the entire world, probably. So wealthy, as months go on, they continue to generate more wealth by satisfying their clients and helping people in times of need. And instead, Mark's suggesting that they're just going to all of a sudden flip around and start destroying all of their wealth because they won't be able to replace it by flipping on the printing press.
You assume they know they're going to destroy their wealth, and companies compete with other companies.
You don't get to be the number one company in the world by being a fool. More's on the way. Alexander, you've got something else that you wanted to talk about.
Sure.
So hang on. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airways. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There's live streams there, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version. Both of them are totally free. freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we're going back to the phones because Alexander's on the line in Florida. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey there again.
Hello,
hey.
Sir. So what was on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I actually just came back from a normal meeting here in Gainesville.
Normal being the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws?
Correct.
Very good.
And the founder, I think it's Keith Strope, came to speak.
Oh, wow.
And it was great. It was a lot of fun. He was a great speaker. And we had a decent turnout, and I really liked the meeting. It was very good.
Excellent.
And also something that if anyone's in the Gainesville area, I'm vice president and co-founder of the Libertarian Activist Network, and we're probably going to be putting on at the University of Florida a showing of Busted, and we're trying to, you know, sort of promote it as much as we can. And if anyone doesn't know what Busted is, it's sort of it's made by Fletcher Rice as part of the ACLU, and it sort of shows individuals what to do if they're caught by, if they're ever in a law enforcement position.
Is Fletcher Rice part of the ACLU? I didn't think that was the case.
Well, actually, maybe it isn't, but at least the founder of the ACLU, the president
right.
of the ACLU, talked at the beginning of the... Of
yeah, the guy, the Busted video, which is excellent, by the way, and you can find it on our BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. There's a link to it there. But the Busted video is hosted by a former top dude from the ACLU. That's the only connection the ACLU has to the Busted video, as I understand it, at least. Just want to make that clear. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're just going to be showing that, and hopefully we'll get a decent amount of turnout, and we'll see how that goes, and I'll let you guys know what happens afterwards.
Are you going to be posting flyers up on campus, that sort of thing? How are you promoting it?
Well, yeah, we're going to be promoting it through emails, through listservs, through flyers, through just handing it out to people. We're also going to see if we can get the campus normal to send out, emails and also help promote with us. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's fantastic. Yeah, definitely let us know how it goes. I think it's something that, if it goes well, I think it's something, or even if it goes somewhat well, I think that's something that maybe other campus pro-liberty groups around the country could also emulate.
Definitely. I think Neil Connor and I, or Neil and I, we basically started the Libertarian Activist Network here in UF, and I think that every individual, if there's any libertarian that, doesn't have a very strong libertarian group at their college, don't be afraid to start one up. I mean, we've had amazing success, and we've only had one semester, and we're growing crazy.
Now, when you say amazing success, I mean, how many people? It was you and Neil to start. It's been a semester. How many do you have now?
Well, we have a core group of about 20 individuals, and we have about, I think, a membership nearing, 130.
That's pretty significant.
I'd say that's pretty successful.
I was expecting you to say five.
No. We have a very core following, and just in general, we have a large membership.
I think that's an excellent suggestion, by the way, Alexander, that those for libertarian-minded people, pro-liberty people that are on their college campuses feeling all alone, wondering why there's not a pro-liberty group on campus, take the initiative. Take a little entrepreneurial spirit and go ahead and start up your own group. You got to take the ball and run with it.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's excellent. Thanks for the update, man. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. Do it. Get out there and take the bull by the horns and do it. Create it.
It's not going to happen on its own.
I could have sat around and been in the radio business and said, boy, I wish there was a real libertarian talk show out there. Man, I'm going to call a bunch of radio stations and tell them to put a real libertarian talk show on the air. No, I went out and did it myself. I created the
libertarian
talk show.
Maybe you could call a bunch of other talk shows and talk about how you wish they were libertarians.
Yeah, right? No, do it on your own. And it'll be a rewarding experience. And if it bombs out, well, then you're going to learn a few lessons, and then you try it again later somewhere else.
That's life. A succession of bombing out. No big deal.
Exactly. All right. So we finished that email, but here's a quick one, which is in relation to your last one, Mark, from Jeff in Mesa. He says, apparently, you don't believe in a sovereign America or any sovereign country. With your completely open border policy, are you sure you're not anarchists? What's the difference between anarchism and libertarianism? This is not an attack. I'd really like to know. Well, Mark, are you sure you're not an anarchist?
I'm quite sure I'm not an anarchist.
What are you, then?
I am a minarchist.
What's that mean?
I believe in a small, centralized government for the United States, essentially for the purpose of, controlling the military.
Right. You see, Jeff, the libertarian movement is divided.
And to keep the states from fighting.
The libertarian movement is divided, I think, into two primary factions. There are those of us on my side of the table that are more free marketeer-based, as you would call it, anarchist, though I try to stay away from that word because it's been turned into a dirty word.
I'm not sure it's their side of the table. I think it's more like the adults table, the big adults
ha,
table,
ha, ha.
And the little kid table.
Ha, ha, ha. Actually, I don't know if I agree with that. I think that there are some people in the libertarian movement who are very adult and who are much more educated than I am on this stuff, and they've really done the research.
Certainly. I'm just talking about the size of the tables.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Like there's one really big table with people who want smaller government, smaller, less intrusive government, and then there's a little bitty table of people that...
I don't know if I agree with you. I think in the Libertarian Party that might be the case, but there's you also want to make sure you're not confused.
The Liberty Movement.
There's the Liberty Movement, which encompasses the Libertarian Party, the Advocates for Self-Government, Downsize DC, Free Talk Live, anybody out there that's advocating more liberty and less government. That's the Libertarian Movement. Within the Libertarian Party, I think you're right, Mark. The big table is those who believe in a smaller government, and the smaller table is the purists, people like me, that say, well, if you're taking the Libertarian Pledge to its logical conclusion, and the pledge you have to sign to join the Libertarian Party is that I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals, you take that to its logical conclusion, and there shouldn't be any government after that. So, really, what this show partially is about is the conflict between those two groups. So instead of this being typical talk radio where it's the left and the right, and you're either on the left or you're on the right or you're a moderate, whatever that means. And so you're it's those two, the left and the right, attacking one another and arguing over how government should grow. In our case, Mark, it's you and I arguing about how fast and how far government should go away.
Yeah.
Now, you have your vision for a very limited government, minarchist view, and I'll agree with you to that point. I mean, sure, let's cut government down to that view. I think that's great. I mean, that would do a lot for wealth in America, no doubt. But then I say, let's go all the way. I mean, if we're going to go to that point, there's no reason at that point that we can't explore the avenues of going further and truly having a free market
and
society.
And I'm willing to look at you know, making certain things voluntary and free market.
You're going to have to look at it if we actually get to your viewpoint. That'd be great.
But I agree. But, you know, I'm willing to look at this sort of anarcho-capitalist thing, but I'd rather really just get back to a constitutional level of government, and then we can experiment beyond that.
So what I think what we're trying to do here, on at least part of what we're trying to do on the show, beyond be entertaining and have people listen and make lots of money eventually, beyond all of that, is change the paradigm in America. Let's change the argument in America instead of, it's my team versus your team,
right.
Left versus right.
Who could screw us out of more tax dollars?
Well, let's change that argument into, which one is more effective? Very limited government or no government at all? Which one is the true destination for a truly free country? I think that's a much more interesting argument, don't you?
I prefer it.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's see. Here's one from Alex in regards to the caller we had last night. You remember we had this kind of this lady call in. She was part of the 9/11 truth movement, and
she was experimenting with it. She was just looking at the 9/11 truth.
Yes, and she did her own research, and she was bragging about how she did her own research, and she claimed that she made her own computer simulation. She made a simulation of the jet crashing into the Pentagon, and I called her on it. I said, "Well, oh, so you're a programmer then?" Yeah. Well, then what language did you program your simulation in?
You didn't say what language. What did you program it in?
What did you program your simulation in?
So it would have been either what program or what language would really pretty much be the answer.
What's her answer? I'm nervous because I'm on the phone. But you'd been on the phone with us for 7 minutes, sweetie, and you'd been fine up until that one question. So I called her out, and then I asked, well, what was the point of her call? Because she'd called in to sort of pimp out the so-called 9/11 truth movement. And, well, Alex has an answer as to what he thinks the point of her call was. Like, we caught her in a lie. Why was she calling and lying to us about all the research she'd done? What was she trying to prove? More on the way. 800-259-9231. We'll give you Alex's answer and your calls as well. We'll sneak them in here in the remaining moments of the Tuesday edition. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel
feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Tuesday edition final segment. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Still time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And what we'd like you to do, if you like the show and you want to help promote Free Talk Live and get us on more radio stations around the country, get more people listening via internet connection as well, you should consider joining the Free Talk Live Amplifier program. It's AMP, and it stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And what you want to do is go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it and learn about some of the perks that you'll get as an amplifier, because we have sweetened the pot a little bit. You get access to classic archives from way back when. I mean, we give you a year's worth of archives for free on the front page of the website. I'm talking about going back 4 years almost. You get access to that.
It's been a long time.
It really has. Plus, you get access to the Free Talk Live Amplifier-only forum, Amplifier-only phone lines, and more. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. But the important part is, it's $3 a month. I mean, that's less than the price of a cup of coffee. That's chump change in today's world. $3 a month. Great way to help the show, because your dollars added up when it's a bunch of you doing $3 a month makes a difference for us, because we can buy advertising to support the show, mm-hmm. get on more stations, and spread the message of freedom and liberty around the world.
It's really painless. $3 a month is nothing.
You won't even notice
individual.
Yeah, right? You won't even know what's happening. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so this email came in from Alex in relation to the 9/11 truther that called in last night, and we outed her. I outed her on the air. I caught her in a lie. And I asked, well, why is it that she was calling in to promote this so-called 9/11 truth moon and was telling lies about all the research she did? Why did she want to make herself seem so legitimate? What is there another conspiracy here about the 9/11 truthers? Well, Alex says, Ian, I know the motivation behind the caller who claimed to want to promote 9/11 truth, but was then caught in a lie about what programming language she used. It was staged. In your attempt to discredit the 9/11 truth movement, you set up a caller to sound concerned at first, only to later be exposed by her own inconsistency. Clearly, your attempt to smear people who think 9/11 was an inside job was
genius.
An inside job.
That's genius.
Just kidding, he says. In fact, by the way, he says, thanks for reading my email a month ago on why I thought all of this matters in the first place. I was actually somewhat persuaded by your arguments, even though I still think that on some basic level 9/11 truth does matter. I can't really justify spending the amount of time that I have been spending for the past 6 months on all of the research required. Do I still think the government did it? Sure. But I no longer feel that proving it is going to immediately cause people to convert to a libertarian mindset. Isn't it good to know, Mark, that even those who had been sort of indoctrinated with the so-called 9/11 truth movement are actually willing to move back in the other direction? I think that's good.
Baffling.
Open-minded he is, Alex. And, you know, Alex, I appreciate you being open to these ideas, although I'd like to say that in regards to proving 9/11 truth to people, converting people to libertarianism, that's not even a factor. There's no libertarianism involved in talking about the truth by 9/11.
It really had nothing to do. Well, there's a small amount. You could say that you don't trust the government, so therefore you shouldn't have such a large intrusive government. I mean, there's a step.
You could try to spin it towards that, but it's not directly something that. That has a liberty message.
Right, and the 9/11 truthers aren't necessarily all of that ilk. They just want a different government.
That's right.
They just want somebody to control the borders or whatever they want.
In fact, he addresses that. He says, changing a person's political paradigm can only really be done with logic and consistent rationality, and historical examples should only be used in moderation to help clarify a point. I won't shy away from talking about 9/11 in the future, but I really don't want to spend the rest of my life obsessing over it. Also, while Alex Jones' videos have some good information about government-sponsored attacks, his analysis and solutions tend to favor increased border security, which could only be implemented by a police state, which he claims to be so strongly against. I mean, Alex Jones and some of his earlier movies are entitled Police State 1, 2, and 3. I mean,
isn't his website Prison Planet?
Yeah. But he's one of the ones who's advocating for increased border controls? Maybe there's a conspiracy there, too. And he says, every time I meet up with 9/11 truthers, many feel that tighter immigration controls will somehow fix things. And so I have to spend a lot of my time trying to point out the flaws in their logic. And why do they think that way? Well, it's because they're followers. They're people like the woman who called last night saying she found Alex Jones. And by the way,
I've
got
really
nothing...
like to have heard his an explanation as to what... she could have possibly been trying to prove.
I've got nothing against Alex Jones, okay? He's doing what he's doing. He's making money at it. Good for him. I think that's fine.
I support Alex Jones.
In fact, he's told me that he likes our show, so I got nothing against Alex Jones. In fact, I think his videos are very entertaining, etc. But the people that some of the people that listen to his show become adherents. And they'll take anything he says at face value. And just, like a ditto head for Rush Limbaugh, just absorb it and then just parrot that message out. It doesn't matter what he says.
I'm not sure what Alex Jones says to his listeners, but I know that what we say is, don't take whatever we say as gospel. Please. If you have any questions, look it up on the internet. Research it.
They say that. Oh, no, they do say that. They say, do your own research. And then they provide their own links to their own websites as to how to do that research. Well, here, research it at our website.
Being helpful is not a terrible thing.
I understand. I'm just pointing out that it seems like the people that listen to these shows, the conspiracy shows, are just as blind believers as those who blindly believe the government parrot. I mean, the government line. I don't believe any of it.
Well, I'll tell you, Alex Jones got one of the most convincing websites around. I go there, and it's just amazing. That I get every once in a while, I get some show prep off of his website.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, he does some valuable work. Mm-hmm. He does find real information. He does unearth stories that aren't really covered in the way that they necessarily should be
right, in
mainstream press. And he is kind of keyed into some of the police state stuff that's going on. But it's horribly inconsistent for someone to say they oppose the police state, but at the same time support border controls. And I think it's good that Alex from California, has been able to pick that out. Your calls at 800-259-9231 if you make them. And did you have any other thoughts on the conspiracy 9/11 truth thing, Mark?
No, I just...
Well, then, Brett in Iowa has a quick story for us here. It's a police story. says, "Hey, Ian, it's Brett in Iowa. This story's from one of my friends who had some problems with a cop the other night. Here's his words. Last night we went to a grand opening celebration for a new bar and restaurant. After that, everyone decided they wanted to go sing karaoke for a while. Nobody really had any money, but we just wanted to go out and have a good time. We stayed for a while, and then we decided we should all go home. On the way home, my friend got pulled over. The cop, who was on one heck of an ego trip, decided he was going to start calling everyone's names and pushing people around. I know he did this just to get everyone mad, and the sad part was that it worked. I asked the cop to calm down and quit calling people names because that was just going to make a bad situation worse. He ends up pushing and telling me to go sit down and shut the hell up."
Yeah, well, I could have told you that little bit of advice that you gave the police officer, as great as it was, wasn't going to work.
"I once again asked him to just calm down and please don't push me. The cop went from psycho cop to psycho cop, all in caps. He starts screaming at me and calling me an a-hole. That upsets my friend, and she starts yelling at the cop. So now a bad situation just got worse. He ends up calling her a bitch again. Yes, you guessed it. I lost my temper. I start yelling at him the next time. Telling him just because he has a badge, that doesn't give him the right to call a woman that word. The next thing you know, I'm handcuffed and thrown into the cop car. He then calls for backup, telling the other cop on the radio that he needs some help with some punks. After an hour of fighting..." And by the way, Brett adds in that this guy is not a punk, as the cop seems to think. He has absolutely no criminal record previous to this.
Hmm.
"Cop calls for backup, telling the other cop on the radio he needs to deal with some punks. After an hour of fighting, I'm put into the paddy wagon and hauled off to jail. The other kid in there with me was in for stealing a car. Nice. We get to the jail, and they make me take off my clothes and put on an orange jumpsuit. I start bawling. Yes, that's right. I'm now crying like a schoolgirl in a jail cell.
Well, I think a lot of guys do.
The other inmate starts shoving me around and getting an attitude. After my booking, I'm put into a cell with a guy who beat his girlfriend and was glad that he did, a guy who had meth on him, a guy who stole a bunch of stuff from a come-and-go gas station, and a guy who stabbed someone else. I start crying again and couldn't stop. I had to stay in jail until 8:30 in the morning when I would go in front of a judge. I get in front of the judge and start crying again. I explained everything to her. She said that she could tell I was telling the truth. So she let me go with just a disorderly conduct charge. And now I have a record as a result.
Just.
The cop wanted me to get public intoxication, which I had 2 drinks bought for me, so I blew nothing. Disorderly conduct and interfering with an official act. She gave me a copy of his report for my records. He put in the report that I called him an effing a-hole and a no-good piece of crap. Honest to God, I said nothing like that. I asked him to please loosen the handcuffs because they were really tight. He turned around and told me to shut the hell up. No joke. On one arm I have a perfect ring where one of the cuffs was, and on the other arm I have half a ring. Hey, no fun. By the way, around here, where we're doing the show from, there was an incident with the police recently where some of our people were on the scene with video cameras. The guy they were arresting, they were very gentle with. They did not clamp the handcuffs on too much. Just means that 4 cameras is a good thing.
I would
agree. See you tomorrow
night.
Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.